Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to another episode of the Clear the Screen podcast. I'm Melissa Dealey.
I'm Billy Adby, and this is where anxiety ends and abundance begins. So our topic is, you know, focused on anxiety and how do we clear anxiety and clear the screen from the horror show to the love story. So we want to talk about something today that's really important, and it is the core teachings of what we teach at Amplify Impact Academy. And this is something that when I learned it, I was like, oh my God, no wonder life has been hard. No wonder life has not been flowing for me because I've been using one little piece of the puzzle that we have access to in the infinite possibilities and resources that this beautiful universe has for us. So today what we're going to talk about is not just, you know, how anxiety affects our physical body. We're going to talk about how it affects our other three bodies. Did you even know that we had three other bodies? We do. Those bodies are our mental body, our emotional body, and our spiritual body. So we're going to dive into those. And as we're talking about the bodies, we're going to talk about the mind. And again, there's more than just one mind. And this blew my mind when I first learned about it, that what do you mean we have three minds? I only thought we had our little thinking mind here, and that's actually only one of them. You all know, and you've heard us talk about the unconscious mind so many times. That's the core of where we access when we work with people. And then there's our higher conscious mind, or what we call the higher self. And so there's three levels of minds and four levels of bodies that when you have them all in alignment, this is where true abundance starts flowing. And we are walking testimonials of that. We have seen it over and over again in our students. When they align their minds, they heal their bodies. That is when, again, anxiety ends and true life and just well-being, peace of mind, and ultimately abundance just starts flowing. So let's start with the minds. You all know that we have our conscious mind, right? That's our thinking mind, the busy, busy body that is constantly just talking to us, and we're thinking about this, thinking about that, thinking about our problems, thinking about all this stuff that's happening. A lot of the time it's negative, right? Such as creates anxiety. You've heard from other trainings that and other podcasts that anxiety is literally, you know, thinking about something that hasn't happened in the future that could possibly go wrong. Now, that takes some imagination, doesn't it? We have to imagine something going wrong. We all agree with that. Now, if we can imagine it going wrong, if you flip the other side of the coin, we also know that we can imagine it going right, which is what Clear the Screen is all about, right? It's shifting that mind from thinking it going wrong to thinking it going right. Therefore, it shifts from the horror show to the love story. Now, that's just our conscious mind. And if you've taken any of our trainings or paid attention, that is only the 10% of our mind. The other 90% is our unconscious mind. That's the home of our emotional body and our imagination. So you are actually using your unconscious mind when you use your imagination for something to go wrong. So that's the same mind we're going to use when we shift the horror show to the love story and clear the screen. We're going to use that same mind to imagine it going right. And then our higher self is the blueprint for our highest path forward, our highest version of ourselves, the blueprint for perfect health. It literally is like the treasure trove of everything that we need, all the resources, all the people, places, things, everything that we need, that the universe, by the way, is just waiting to give to you. It is where it is housed. And so think about it. You kind of want to have access to that building, right? That has, it's like the Costco. It's got everything that you need. So if you have access to it, except everyone needs the membership to get into Costco, remember? So think of the unconscious mind as your membership card to access Costco to get everything that you need at like discount prices. And it's just, can you tell I'm a fan of Costco? I love shopping at Costco. And so that mind is really something that we want to, again, get into alignment, have access to, because it is the difference between life flowing and being easy and, you know, the opposite. So Melissa, I'll let you take it away to talk a little bit deeper about the bodies and how they're connected to each mind.
I will do that. And for those that are watching on YouTube, I am bringing up a slide right now. And for those that are listening, I will explain it. So as Billy mentioned, we have four bodies. And I liken it. And in this chart, we have the spiritual body at the top. And guess what? The spiritual body connects to the higher self because the higher self is the home of the spiritual body. And then beneath the spiritual body, we have the mental body. And the mental body connects to the conscious mind. The conscious mind is literally the home of our mental body. And then beneath that, we have our emotional body, which connects to the unconscious mind, because the unconscious mind is the home of the emotional body. And then beneath that, we have our physical body. So like Billy, I had no idea that we had four bodies or three minds. And even, you know, all of my training as a health coach and then integrative health practitioner, there was never any conversation around the fact that we have three bodies and four minds. All I was ever taught to look at was the physical body. And here is what I learned in this work that is so fascinating, that by the time the symptom shows up in the physical body, it's already moved through the spiritual body, the mental body, the emotional body, and then shows up in the physical body. And that symptom is a messenger to you to say, hello, pay attention. And yet our programming has us ignoring it or discounting the importance of those symptoms, such as things like, you know, I should feel aches and pains as I get older. You know, we just accept that as being normal, as opposed to those are symptoms of something being out of balance in your body. And if you do something about it now, you can clear it. Or other symptoms that show up that we blame on our genetics, that we blame on, you know, well, my father had that, so I have this symptom. And so it's just a thing. And we have a programming in our mind that we can't do anything about it. So we ignore it. We push through. That is happening far too often. Really, what we need to do is pay attention to the symptom, address it in our physical body. And then in order to bring ourselves to total health, as I call it, we need to address it in the emotional body and the mental body and the spiritual body. And what I mean by that is that in the emotional body, we have all of this stuffed down unresolved negative emotion, because again, our programming teaches us to stuff down our emotions with all those childhood sayings that we heard from our parents, like, boys don't cry, put your big girl panties on, don't bring your troubles to school or work, etc., etc. We're just taught to squash it. And over the course of time, that causes dis-ease in the body. And then in our mental body, what we have is all of these limiting decisions, which are just bullshit stories that have been programmed into our mind at a young age that we continue to build on as we go through life. Things such as, I am unworthy, I am unlovable, I am not good enough, I am powerless. These are the four core wounds that all of humanity shares at least one of. And from those four core wounds, we develop more limiting decisions of, I'm not smart enough, not pretty enough, not tall enough, not skinny enough, etc., etc., etc. And I'm going to say cancel, cancel, cancel to all of that, because none of it's true. And yet, that is the story that is running around inside our mind, outside our awareness, getting in the way of our ability to move forward, as well as our ability to heal. Because if we have a story running around in our head that we're not worthy, we might not even believe we can heal. And then we won't. And so these
tools that we work with, particularly timeline therapy, are so powerful because it allows us to work with the unconscious mind to release all of the negative stuff down emotion from the emotional body without having to talk about it, because the unconscious mind already knows what happened. It stores all of your memories going all the way back for later access by the conscious mind when needed. So it doesn't need you to hash through it again and again and again. It already knows what happened.
I want people to really understand that concept, that you don't need to talk about the trauma in order to heal it. That was a huge mindset shift for me when I first learned timeline therapy. Because the programming, again, says that we need to go to a therapist for years and years and years and, you know, talk about each significant emotional event that's happened to us that we're aware of and literally go back and relive it. And we know now that when you do that, you're actually deepening that neurology, and then it just makes you feel worse, which was my experience. You know, as I was the police officer for 20 years, we were mandated to go to therapy. And I would go to the therapist and I felt like I got hit by a truck. And when I left, I was like, I don't feel any better. Why? I feel worse. And now you know why. Because physiologically, I went through that trauma again.
In any words, your nervous system was firing and you were in that stress state reliving it. Because our unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between imagined and reality. Back to anxiety that you were talking about at the beginning of the show. It's exactly the same thing. And when we're firing our nervous system and we're in that state of fight or flight, nobody feels good, which is why you felt worse the time you left.
And, you know, for the listeners, I mean, I don't know about you, or I don't know many other people that have actually graduated from therapy doing this work. My therapist, as she was with me as I was learning all these tools and techniques, and she literally at one point said, Billy, you don't need me anymore. She's like, you are managing your life, you're happy, healthy, wealthy, you know, that's what we teach. And, you know, I my life had completely shifted. And guess what? It had nothing to do with what she was doing. It had everything to do with what I was doing internally and healing my self-limiting beliefs and my internal programming that was keeping me small and causing that anxiety in the first place. Because remember, anxiety is just a messenger. All our emotions are just messengers. So if you can learn to pay attention to what is this emotion sending me, what message is it sending me? Oh, with anxiety, we know that all the message is, Billy, stop thinking about what you don't want. It start thinking about what you do want. Stop thinking about how it can go wrong. It start thinking about how it can go right. And one of the main things that we teach in our academy is, you know, get you focused on what you get. So focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And so these understandings of how these bodies work, how our minds work, once you have the understanding, now you can learn how to actually use them to help you move forward instead of keeping you stuck. Because that's what most people are, you know, what's happening is they're stuck. They're stuck in their own thinking. That's all it is. We're stuck in our own thinking. And that's why we say that, you know, we just help you get out of your own way. That's all it is. We think it's all these external things, but really it's just us that, and our thought process that keeps us stuck. So understanding the system is so important. So now you can learn how to adjust it and shift it to help it work for you as against you, as opposed to against you.
And so let's take it back to how we can use this understanding to help us on our healing journey. Because when we understand that the symptoms have come down through those upper three bodies into the physical body, we get total health by starting healing in the physical body, and then we heal the emotional body. We use timeline therapy to release all those stuffed down negative emotions from the emotional body, and we heal the mental body. Again, we use timeline therapy to release all of those limiting decisions that are having you staying stuck in your own way and not serving any purpose whatsoever. We can release them. And once that's happened, now that's where you come into spiritual alignment, because now all those limiting beliefs are gone and you realize this job that's been sucking my soul for years that I hate, I don't want to do it anymore. Maybe that's part of what caused the disease, the stress from this job. Now I want to release that job and I'm going to move over here into my passion, into my purpose, with the ability to access the resources to allow me to do that
And when I'm living from that place of purpose and passion, then the money will flow in abundance. And that is how we get to total health. And most people don't know that. And so they address symptoms in the physical body and stop there. And then what happens is, and you probably know someone this has happened to, if they've had, you know, a significant health crisis in their life and they overcome it, and that's wonderful, and they stop at just addressing the physical body. And then maybe a year or two later, there's more symptoms. And they're like, oh, here I am again. And it's some other kind of health crisis. And they're wondering, why me? And it's because it's now the emotional body or the mental body or the spiritual body going, you didn't clear us. We need to be cleared too in order for you to get to total health. And understanding that just empowers you on any healing journey you're on to make sure that you don't stop just at the physical body. Just as I didn't when I went through my cancer journey two years ago now. And you can go back and listen to episode 3 where I share that story. And in fact, just yesterday, I had my 4th ultrasound. The oncologist asked me to do ultrasounds every 6 months for 2 years to make sure the cancer hadn't spread, because I didn't follow her protocol. I did my own. And I agreed to that because it's non-invasive, it's non-toxic. And I got the results last night. Everything is clear. And it's because I've done the work. I've cleared my emotional body. I used timeline therapy throughout my healing journey in order to make sure that I was clearing my other upper bodies. And I'm in this line of work, which I absolutely love. This is my passion. This is my purpose. I love showing up every day for work. I am in joy. And that means my nervous system isn't living in fight or flight. And having this knowledge when I went through that health crisis really helped me make the choices that I made for myself. And that's why we want to share this information with you, because that empowers you to be able to make the right choices for you and to seek the support and the training that you may need and want in order to navigate your own journey.
The best investment that you could ever make is learning how your mind works, because it is what is creating your reality. And the programming says that we need to change things externally in order for, you know, life to change. And it's not the case, because our reality is simply a reflection of our thought process. And so if you are allowing your thoughts to take control of you, that's what's happening. And what this work is all about, empowerment, is you learning to take back control of your thought process, how your mind works. And when we can clear the filters and heal all the higher bodies and pay attention to the messages that the universe is giving us, you know, the answers are clear and the resources are all available to us. So again, this is where anxiety ends and abundance begins, because again, we are the one creating our reality moment by moment.
So thank you for tuning in and listening to another episode of the Clear the Screen podcast. If any aspect of this conversation resonated with you, that's a sign from the universe to, yes, follow that breadcrumb. Check out more of this work. We have a YouTube channel where we have Clear the Screen demos underneath Amplify Impact Academy. Go check them out. Tune into more podcasts. Come to one of our free workshops. We invite you to continue learning, because the more you learn and grow, the more you can step into your best life. And please share this with someone else that you know needs to hear this message as well. Thank you for tuning in today.
Thank you. See you next time.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.